This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. With tariffs and trade news dominating the ag headlines in recent weeks, it might feel like the passage of a new five-year farm bill has been moved to the back burner. However, that is not the case for the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. We will hear more from R.J. Carney with NASDA next.
Our farmers feed us all. For generations, they've done what's best for the land. So why is the litigation industry threatening Iowa farmers' go-to crop protection tool? Without glyphosate-based herbicides, crop yields will drop, costs will soar, and we'll all see even higher grocery bills. Farmers need to be supported, not controlled. To keep glyphosate available in our state, go to TakeControlIowa.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of Iowa farmers.
R.J. Carney is the Senior Director of Public Policy with the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, and he says the Farm Bill is still top of mind for both NASDA and ag leadership in Congress.
I can tell you from the House and Senate leadership, Ag Committee leadership that I have spoken with, they are unified in seeing a Farm Bill get done here in 2025. The agricultural community fully supports that, and we'll do everything in our power to make sure Congress can move one forward here in 2025 and not look for another extension.
Carney acknowledges there are political headwinds and says the first major issue is keeping the government operating.
The federal government right now is operating under a continuing resolution. That does expire and end on March 14th. Congress will either have to fully fund and pass an omnibus bill, which would include all 12 appropriation bills, or they may have to have another extension. And that's going to be something Congress and the administration, the President Trump, will have to discuss. But the time there is really winding down. March 14th is approaching rather quickly.
Carney says another means to move farm initiatives forward is through reconciliation.
We understand since Republicans have control of both chambers of Congress and the White House, they're looking to use a reconciliation bill to move some priorities forward. This is something that both parties have done in previous years, but a reconciliation bill takes a lot of legislative days to ultimately get one across the finish line. So that's going to have to also be attributed and get done here in 2025.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.